This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right. Let's finally, Masters guy here. Are we going to say his name, or is he comfortable with that? Or
yeah, you can say his name.
Man.
Big Brent.
Brent. Hey, Brent.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, you can say my name.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to say it now because you want me to. Say my name. Brent.
Give me some kisses.
Well, good morning.
Give me some kisses, Brent. Don't lick my phone, Brent. All right, so, yeah, we talked about the thing, but fill in all the details about these Masters tickets, the going rates, and your boss.
Yeah, so me and my buddy, we were going to go to the Masters. We finally got tickets after all these years, but we agreed to sell our tickets. So we were going to spend money, and we were talking about this at work. And my boss overheard, and now my boss kind of like one ear peeked up, the other ear peeked up, and now he's saying he really wants to go.
Wow, he just kind of like inserted himself like, hey, I want to go.
A little bit, which is, it's a mixed bag because, you know, we were going to sell our tickets anyway and split the money, but now that he wants to go, it just opens up a Pandora's box of options. And now I feel like it's a complicated situation when it doesn't even need to be.
Right. So what would you don't have to say where you got him. What was the money that would be have made off this? Because, dude, I saw that practice rounds are starting like off market at a grand.
We were going to make some pretty decent coin, and we won the lottery and got them at face value ourselves.
$100. Damn.
Yep.
So we're talking about you got your ticket to sell, and I assume your buddy's got his own ticket to sell, so you can do whatever with yours.
Like you can. I thought he bought them.
No. I got two of them, and me and my buddy were gonna go. We were just gonna split it. It's $100, but these things we could probably resell them for a couple grand. I mean, that's trading up for a Super Bowl ticket if you want to look at it that way.
God, you almost have to like do it today or tomorrow, right? Like you got to do it soon.
Well, I don't know. Does it not go up the closer you get? Like that, those people that, you know, the rich, those people who, oh, I live life so vicariously and I saunter through life that I don't buy ahead. I buy day of and I'll pay whatever you're asking. Those kinds of people, because that's all what golf is, that and good old boys. And let me say this. I was telling Looper this over the weekend. The term good old boy now, it seems only reserved for racist white men.
That's how I took it.
I always thought good old boys was people you count on when you're moving or you got a tree. You know, like good, hardworking, good old boys. Tight community type people.
If they don't have money, but if they got money and influence, then it's usually racism.
So why is that is crazy to me. That is so crazy to me. Now a friend with benefits doesn't mean sex anymore. You're just getting on their insurance, huh?
That's awesome.
Jesus. Everything changes. I don't like it. All right, back to your thing. So has your boss intimidated you at all with this? Like, hey, I'm being serious. I want to go. I want them tickets.
I mean, he kind of was leaning into it really hard. I guess he's a huge golf guy, so I don't think he'd expect them for free or anything, but you know, what do I, like, if he really wants to go that bad, do I just give him to him for face value? That kind of feels like, I don't know. Or what? do I try and charge him? But he's my boss. You know what I mean?
What about your boy, like, though, that you the other tickets with?
Well, and then that's the other thing, too. Like, now if I pull a switch up, and the other option is I could go with my boss, but now what if my buddy's like, well, hey, man, what the hell? You know, like.
Yeah, he's going to expect, like, an amount.
Yeah, so it's not really like it's not just my decision alone to make, because if I give him to my boss for $200, then my buddy's wondering where the $3,000 that he was going to get for selling the tickets were.
Wow. Like, he can't
sounds
have
like
his...
Brent's walking a tightrope over Raves Creek right now, does it not?
It really does.
Look over there near Amen's Corner.
Oh, look at Brent. He's got his feet dangling off of Hogan's Bridge.
Brent doesn't know what to do right now. He's thinking about it, though.
He's going to jump in the water off the bridge. I think, look, you're out of money either way. I don't know why your buddy's expecting, like, this grand figure. Like, he's fixated on this few G's, I guess. But if you take the boss and you don't charge him much, like, you're going to have to pay your buddy some of what he expects, I would imagine, for the ticket.
Or just say, look, I bought – did you say I bought these with someone for someone for me? Or did you just say I have two tickets?
Well, he just knows I have two tickets. He doesn't quite know the whole thing, but I mean, it's easy enough to assume. I would think if I was him.
Yeah. Well,
I would imagine your boss would not want you to go with him, right? Nothing against you, but usually, like, to that big of an event.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like
he'd
a real.
He probably want to bring a client or some kind of bougie thing.
Or like a fellow boss. Not like a peon like you and the rest of us. Because
you're saying boss, not balls, right?
Well, you bring those two.
Okay.
I guess that's a good point. He probably doesn't want to go with me, right?
Unless you guys are a lot closer than I think or know.
Like, we're a pretty tight office, but we've done stuff together before, but, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know what to do, because it's like when a decision has already been made and now the guy who signs my paychecks gets involved, it just throws everything on its head.
You know, when Tiger gave up the lead at Augusta, he still walked away with some dignity, you know? And that's what you got to do here. Because, I mean...
What if he does expect him for free?
He could expect to kiss his ass.
Right.
Like, I mean, not in a, like, butter-me-up kind of way, but, like, literally in a threatening way.
Join
you know how,
club.
Like, when you're a heterosexual guy, but you get mad at somebody, say, you can blank my blank. Like,
oh, yeah.
What? Why are you... doing that? Why are you telling a man to do that to you?
Just
to, you know,
I've never said that to him.
I would never say it to a woman.
Just to convey that disdain.
Without a please on it, at least.
Uh-huh.
You kind of in a tight spot, for real.
You really are. You really are.
And shame on the boss to assume that you're going to just give up your tickets.
Yeah, you know
I
what?
I mean, who thinks that in these days? The tickets are expensive.
You know how bosses are.
Is he the owner, or is he like your manager boss? Like, is he the decision maker of all things?
He is just under that. He's not the absolute owner boss.
Okay.
He's kind of more hands off, but he's definitely the on site guy that runs everything.
So these tickets,
I see him every day. I work with him every day.
These tickets are going to go up the chain. That's what I would imagine is going to happen.
God, what if he's not even going? He's doing it to kiss his boss's ass.
Yep.
That's what you're saying. Okay, I see. Wow. That's...
Oh,
you got to charge him now, because if you somehow just gave him to him real cheap, there's enough meat on that bone to where he's going to sell him to his boss for...
Of course.
And maybe he's assuming that you'll take over his role while he's gone. So you have to stay there.
Are you his stone man? No, you don't know what that means. when our boss is out of town, he always lets us know who's... in charge when he's not there. I would say, listen, me and my buddy, this is our thing. We've been in this lottery or whatever, how they do it now. They were talking about trying to go to a Dutch auction with that, and I'm like, that is not nice. Although, I mean, it is what it is. But I would say, look, we went to this for a venture to make a little extra cash. So maybe say, look, this is what they would go at, and at your discretion, maybe give them a slight discount? You know?
Oh, that's a good that's a good option.
Absolutely.
Could you even
would not give them to him. Like, you got no. some dignity here for real to deal with that.
But there are some politics you gotta play, right? Like, you gotta
No, for sure. There definitely is. I mean, like, there is the option, you know, if I just give him the tickets, I'm definitely next up when the promotion wheel comes around.
Ooh.
So right. I mean, wouldn't you be?
I know, but I hate that way of thinking. I do. Like, I despise
it's
even.
It's kind
of
like you're extorted, though. You I mean, know, that you have to give up a lot of money.
Like, what is selling your soul?
Yeah.
Is it really to the devil, or is it to your boss? Or, like, what is that? You're, like, literally, like, I want this, but my boss wants it, and I'm just this meager little soul here that I got to give it to. I was like, no.
I would avoid going with him, if possible.
Yeah.
That situation.
You know. Yeah, I would not go with him. But you don't want to go anyway, right, Brent?
No, we were going to sell the tickets.
Yes.
Yeah, so
yeah.
It'd be cool, you know what I mean? But I'm not going to die on it.
Right. All right, cool. I don't know what that means. You're younger than I.
God, that's interesting, man.
It means he could have a change of heart, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good luck with that. Let us, we'll never hear from you again. I was going to say you should call us and tell us what happened, but I
don't
can
get
tell
harassed,
you. You're one of those guys that you're like, all right, thanks. And you will go on. We'll never talk to you again.
So what do you think I should do?
He knows it's true. He's like, he will ghost us after this. Here's what you do. I already said it. You tell him what you were doing with it. Your friend was involved. All these years you've waited. You will sell them to him at 10% off market.
Yeah, you got to give him that backstory. That's very crucial to the whole
thing.
Very.
Mm. Yeah. And then, and look, if he uses that against you, like, that's, I mean, go to a damn lawyer.
He's definitely going to, oh, man, you kind of worked yourself into a spot. The boss was a genius even overhearing this and inserting himself into it.
Oh, they only hear what they want to hear.
He might, like, work you, like, he might work you down real low, and you're going to feel bad about it. I feel like you're going to have to give your buddy some money either way. Like, and you're not going to get what
I
you
I wouldn't
want.
Do that.
And what is the payoff?
Him maybe getting a promotion or
maybe
or, I know. See, this is what's the difference between this and like the stuff. I know there's a difference, but like, what's the difference of this guy throwing away money just to appease his boss than a woman having sex with her boss so she'll get a promotion? I know it's two different things, but you're both selling out.
Yeah.
Would you have sex with your boss and keep the master?
Yeah.
Tickets?
What if he's
would
like,
you do that?
Yeah. He's like, I want you
yeah,
to go.
That's bad advice.
He said, I want you to go to Augusta, and you end up 69ing each other before you even get
you
to
imagine them. That? You're in Amen's corner, laying right there together, perpendicular on top of each other. All right.
Hello, friends. We seem to have two gentlemen hooking up on the 15th.
Hi, Jim Nance. Want to go join them? Listen, if you would like to, you call us and let us know what happened. If not, we will, to our graves, wonder. Okay? So call and let us know.
All right, I will. Thanks, right. guys, for right. the help. I appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes, sir, the help.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thank you.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
So I'm not of the, if you heard when Rob Young, the king of comics in the Upstate.
He was great.
The creator of SC Comic Con. I told, you know, that's not my world, but I appreciate it. And man, when you go to, when I went to that yesterday, it was like a world within another world. I'm not even joking. Like, it was like you
like
go
a whole
into,
new world.
Oh, no. Play that one. Oh, no.
Oh, God. I'm getting a headache.
Oh, no. It's putting you into a trance.
Just pretend we're at a piano bar people love to go to.
Do your namaste days.
Namaste.
Namaste.
You namaste.
So, when you go in, I do several things to take away from Comic-Con. One is the universe within the universe. Like, you see people of all walks of life being, like, you know, let's say you rich girls, and then you got your, like, your Puerto Ricans, and then you've got, like, what is funny?
I don't know.
I saw a high school friend there that is Puerto Rican. I don't know what's funny about that.
I saw that gentleman, too, and he had, like, he didn't know who I was. Now, granted, I didn't introduce myself again, so... But I feel like at this point you should know.
Well,
wow.
It was a friend. It was a brother of him. Nevertheless, I also saw a $250,000 Pokemon card in person.
What?
I know. I was like,
"What'd you do?"
I stole it.
Was it like? How was it protected?
It was PSA, and it had the big fat rubber guard around the side. Like, I mean, it was like. Just, you know, the size, by the time all the frame and everything was around, it's like the size of a big iPhone.
But if somebody wanted to make an offer,
that's what it was marked, yeah. I was just like, God, like.
Security guard, right?
Who's the person? Like, what in the world? It's crazy. But every person in there, black, white, blah, 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 it's like, go in there, let your freak flag fly. I had to say that slowly. Let your freak flag fly, because like people were, you could just tell it was like that innocence of like Halloween where people are just putting on costumes and being like their real selves and not giving a damn.
I love trying to figure out what the costumes are, and I never can.
Part of my issue was that I would, and I was telling, I went with Stephen Looper, and I was like, I would just stare at people, not like annoyingly stare, but I was trying to stare, like, are they a character or are they always dressed like that? Like, I couldn't tell.
That's not good.
Like, are you supposed to be Beavis and Butthead, or do you just look like
one? Are you both of them?
Beavis or Butthead, which one?
You're wearing a AC/DC shirt, and you got weird eyes, and you got a pointy nose. Like, are you supposed to be Butthead? But it would just be like maybe a normal person. Or you would see people dressed as like these alternate, like there was a sexy, I say sexy, I mean a hot looking Daredevil woman. Or not Daredevil.
Deadpool?
Deadpool.
Like yes. With the blonde?
Yes.
Okay.
But, you know, but what you're waiting to hear about is The Brush with Greatness.
Well, can I ask you about a costume first?
Yes.
Did you see the big rhino guy?
No, I saw the picture you sent. I don't. There needs to be an app like there is for birds and leaves and plants and stuff. You can take a picture and say, "What the hell is this?"
I can't figure out what he's from. If it was,
it
like
might be just one of the like. There's a lot of local, or maybe they're just on a traveling circuit, like comic artists. They come up with their new, I did see a tick, like the character.
The tick?
Yeah.
Big blue guy?
That's yeah. awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like this rhino guy could have got laid a lot in that costume.
Well, I don't know that it was a rhino. I thought it was supposed to be like a, after a nuke went off, unicorn.
It might have been.
Because he had like one big horn coming out of the top of his head, but then he had like the body of the Hulk, but also like a reptile skin.
It looked like a unicorn covered in dookie.
Like he had guar feet. Does that make sense? He had guar feet.
And to answer your question, Paige, yes, in the costume.
Okay.
I felt like he could have hooked up in the costume if he cut a strategic hole.
I wonder, you know, how often at Comic-Con in other cities, I don't know if they do that here, but where they hook up in hotels and stuff and it's kinky.
Oh, you're thinking of Dragon Con down in Atlanta. I mean, they did have a host hotel, so I'm sure.
Dude, they had to have done it here.
Characters do it in their costumes.
Do what here?
They had to have hooked up in the hotel.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Like, you know, people that didn't know each other. Like, hey.
Yeah. It's really kind
of
kinky.
I mean, some of those, like, that's what we were just observing. Like, some of them were very, like, just dainty, you know, regular costumes. And someone would be, like, the rated R version of it. Like, they're wearing, like, lingerie versions of, like, Aquaman and stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
I saw a pretty good-looking Black Widow going through Facebook. I'm like, that's a pretty good costume.
Oh, really?
You can't be just any chick and pull off the Black Widow look.
Mm-mm.
Did you see one? You might have saw a different one.
No, I was going to make a dumb joke. I was just going to make a stupid, dumb joke. I'm trying to reset it now where it'd be applicable, but it won't.
Man, does that Pikachu have a hole in the back?
So,
because I'll make one.
I saw the voice of Shaggy and Scooby-Doo.
Oh, okay.
That's
damn.
On the voice of
How did his voice look?
You know, what you said earlier about somebody that was doing a meet and greet with a costume, not at SC Comic Con, but some one of those Monster Cons or whatever it's called, a meet and greet with that. But I now think, like, people were waiting, people were waiting in line and paying to get the autograph and take a picture with the voice Shaggy.
So do you have
the
to...
The voice, I'd like... He don't look like him. He's not dressed in like 70s attire. You know, he's not like, I am the voice of Shaggy.
But he won't do the voice until you pay, right? Is that how that works?
Oh, so, I don't know. I walked right by him. If he went 2 years ago, he sat in the same place Kevin Eastman from
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles was at, not near the other autograph guests. He's like away. So I don't know if he's his own booth or whatever. But let me tell you, here's one thing that several people found out. Celebrities don't like to be videoed when I swear I didn't do this, but like, you know, when like they're walking in the room for the first time and everybody's hooping and hollering,
yep.
There's security people will tell you first, no video. Like they're in the room with you. Oh, like from here to that lamp, right, is whoever. And you're like, oh my God. That's so and so. So if you pulled up your phone and started,
yeah,
we're not doing video now. We're not like.
I guess
what?
I get it because they'll
what?
Be missing out
they're
on money.
In a room.
Why? I guess they feel like they're missing out, right?
Well, so, yeah, yeah. No, I get it.
I'd still do it.
And a couple of them, I won't say who, because we got. First off, Rob Young, you're an awesome man. Also, I forget her name, Mrs. Rob Young, his wife. She came up and introduced herself and very sweet.
She runs the show.
She's the. Rob, he told us. He's like, I know the hobby. She knows the business side. She was just.
She's the booker.
Cranking it out. Tony Hunter, a freaking pimp. Met Mrs. Tony Hunter as well. I didn't know he was married. And I really didn't. She said, she walked up. She said, do you already have your bracelet? And I said, I'm with Tony Hunter. And she said, well, I'm Tony's wife. And I'm like, what? Tony's married?
She went up to.
I didn't know that. So Sting. First, that's what I was going to tell you with Sting. We, again, thanks to Tony Hunter, I'm not showboating, but Tony Hunter and Rob Young, like, got us in, like, 30 minutes early before the signing started, and we got to, like, spend a little time with Sting.
Was he already in full regalia when you go back?
I was wondering about that. It's like, I don't want to sit here and try to talk to him while he's putting on his makeup because he's not going to be paying attention. Or I don't want to, like, him sitting there, like, just Steve Borden. Because I've met him before, but the real get was... Wearing the face, you know, him having the face paint on.
But were you kind of thrown off by the Van Dyke Sting has now?
I'd already heard that he had the big thick white goatee now, which is, I mean, it's...
It was like Scott Steiner.
I think that's why he's saying now this would be his last year wearing the face paint. That, and he's just tired of wearing it.
God, what if he was fat with a beard? I mean, it's still Sting. You would have taken the picture. But he would have looked like a, you know, ICP.
Oh, Lord. He's going to look like Shaggy Tudo. Stingy Tudo. That's not the brush with greatness, though.
What? Ooh. I was going to ask if you walked down and saw, like, you know, Vicki Lawrence.
We got to go in the spot where when they walk in the building and then there's that little waiting hospitality area where they all just hang out. We got to go in there.
Oh, man. You probably saw Gus Fring back there hanging out.
Dude, let me tell you, I had goosebumps, and I swear on my father's grave, for 30 minutes after this happened. And while there is no photographic proof, there's nothing more than the truth in my voice to tell you that I spoke. It was spoken to.
By this guy.
It's a total fabrication.
No. Nope.
Jonathan Frakes.
I did see him, though.
I am intrigued.
Gosh, do I tell you now who it is?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
I said hello and spoke to and was spoken back to by someone, and it gave me chills for like 30 minutes.
Like not, you know, not on accident, like, you know, spoken back to on purpose, like a real conversation.
No, it wasn't like, excuse me, I stepped on your foot. Yeah, damn you. It wasn't that.
It was like a real conversation.
I don't want to tell you who it is, but I will tell you what was said.
Was it male or female?
Female.
Oh. Okay.
I said, oh, Lord, God bless you, Priscilla Presley.
Did you say
oh
Lord
my
or
God,
Lord?
I got chills.
And she said, thank you. Now, some would say she didn't bless me back. That's fine. That's Priscilla freaking Presley.
I got chills.
God, dude.
I mean, I get chills talking about it now. Like, it was, oh, boy. It was something. It was something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah. Is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want to do this.
Welcome to the first annual Fat Boy Birthday Roast.
Yeah. This is going to become a tradition.
I think so. We'd like to thank attorney Rob Inario for overseeing this, and that basically means if Fatboy decides he wants to sue Paige Rye, Rob will be there to help him out, and vice versa. If we get mad at what Fatboy says back, we will sue him.
Oh, did Rob help you? Like, did he submit any kind of jokes or kind of help you on yours?
No.
Okay.
No, I wanted them to be funny.
Yeah, I should have asked for help. Mine aren't funny.
Look, you got the first one out. The first one's not even mine.
Right. All right.
Oh,
Paige?
God, I don't want
to
go.
Birthday boy decided he'd like you to go first in the first annual Fatboy birthday bash. Roast.
My throat's getting kind of choked up. I'm getting nervous.
Well, that was your theme over the weekend, I understand.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, we're all having fun here today.
So bad. And you can let me have it afterwards, okay?
All right.
I
got
some. This is bad, and I don't really mean what I'm saying at all. It's just...
Come on, woman. Not. Like, you have to be a bitch right now for the rest of the hour.
This is totally mean, but I'm going to do this. Sorry.
Do it, Paige. Welcome, Paige.
Thank you.
Like, you got to be ruthless.
So terrible. All right, Fat Boy, it's your birthday. We love you so much. Mattman decided that we need to... We need to roast you on your birthday. And you know, we love you. We even gave you a new nickname, F word for gay people.
God.
Seriously.
Jeez.
We love you, you little swing sniffer.
God.
You swing sniffer.
And speaking of sniffing, if I see you sniff hand sanitizer repeatedly, compulsively during the show, one more time, I will scream. And I used to think...
I've already done it a lot today.
Anyways, Fatboy bombed as a comedian. Oof. He truly wasn't funny. But when he was crying for help, it was really, really, really funny. Especially his food confession. Seriously, Fat Boy, we found out a couple weeks ago that you suffer from starch madness.
You're like Big Brown hitting the damn applause before the joke gets out.
She can't even get through him.
I'm sorry.
What was it? What do I suffer
what
from?
What does he suffer from?
Starch madness. And we need to help him. He is... Okay, so he's now morbidly obese.
Jesus. She can't even get through it.
How many Xanax do you take this morning?
I need more. But that's what we need to do. We need to help you because it got so bad. That's... Sorry.
God bless.
We're going to need 2 segments just to get through hers.
Okay. That's when he started delivering for DoorDash free snacks without a beer.
You're ridiculous. You're so
what?
Ridiculous.
Do that one again.
She's wanting to make sure that at least the joke's going to last.
Okay. And that's where he started delivering for DoorDash.
She's killing herself.
I don't have to read it at this point. Like,
I'm sorry, free snacks without a paper trail. And many people in the upstate didn't receive their Chick-fil-A for a month when he was dashing. Even your favorite porn is weird and it involves food, breastfeeding videos. What's wrong with you?
That is top of the list.
All right, so.
They just show up in my feed.
I'm moving on. Okay, so I actually.
She's moving on.
I actually found out how serious your food problem was because I was waiting behind you at Hardee's and it was taking so long just for you to order cheeseburgers. And when I placed my order, I was told that they were all out of burgers. How does Hardee's run out of hamburgers? And when I had to move forward, I was only allowed to order one chicken sandwich because it's.
Dang it.
This is what's funny.
This is why it's funny.
Me.
I know. It's so good. She's like crying right now with laughter. Like, it is like absurd how much water is coming out of her eyes.
I don't even know what she said.
I gotta cut this out.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know what she said.
All right. So
it's good.
I'm kind of cutting stuff out about other things. So when we had our endorsement together, I was really proud of him until I found out that he'd get weighed and then he'd run and get fast food shortly after because he'd have a cheat day and get in all back. So that kind of was the beginning of the downfall of Fat Boy. But anyways, I digress. He is a family man, 20 years married to his beautiful wife, who calls you her man-child because you were a child when you got married.
Oh, my God. Jesus. She got through that one, okay.
And, and that's why he has to announce every time when he leaves the room if he's going to do a number two or a number one. And she still has to tell him to get off the couch and go clean his bedroom.
Oh, Jesus.
Go clean his
bedroom. I got
his bedroom.
What are you on?
I don't know. I'm sorry. Well, happy birthday, fat boy. I'm only kidding. Those are just...
I gotta go back. I gotta read the ones that, because I don't know what she said. She couldn't get through it.
I don't know. I think that I don't know that. I don't know. She made it here.
I'm so sorry.
My God, I've never been so frustrated and laughing at the same time.
She's legit crying.
She is so crying right now. Never let her speak at my funeral.
Not jokes, at least.
I'm
two
sorry.
Segments might have been
I'm
a good
sorry.
Call on this
I'm
one.
Sorry.
No, that was good. No, that was
that
good.
Was fun.
That was fun. You did great. Like, really, it being on a Monday, I'm surprised you remembered.
I'm surprised I even woke up. I'm tired.
All right.
No,
this might be a three-breaker now that I think about it.
I'm
this
sorry.
Might go over the top of the
I'm
hour.
I'm so sorry.
Because I don't want to cut down on Fat Boy getting to give it back to us.
I got to get you a little bit.
All right. When we return, I will roast you. And this isn't a competition, but I will do better than Paige.
Are you going to be
sure
able to get through
will.
Them?
I think I might be. Although, I did look to see what time I emailed my completion over, and it was 11:17. So I spent some time working on these last night. I didn't start until 10:30, though, so that's the point.
Hang on now. You haven't spent too much time.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And we're back.
Okay.
You know, people on the text, you know, we didn't get any phone calls. We didn't answer any phone calls. Oh, they're on busy, to be honest with you.
After I went.
The text people enjoyed it, though.
Oh, okay.
They enjoyed hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Even this clip right here, because I don't really know what she said.
How does Hardee's run out of hamburgers? And when I had to move forward, I was only allowed to order one chicken sandwich because it's...
Just couldn't get through it.
Put that on one of them little commercials we play. No one will know what she's saying, but it sounds real fun.
She's laughing now thinking about it.
Okay. Now, look, let the time go with, I mean, don't let it go, but, like, if we need to bump stuff, like, let's get, I mean, you only have one birthday per year.
That's it. I mean, really.
So we kind of need to make it count. Fat Boy is, I'll go next, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Fat Boy, the man of the day, your birthday. I'm ready to rip you a new one, sir.
Oh, no.
But let's not forget about Paige, our very own busty news reader who struggles with words longer than tacos. She's been in three movies that absolutely no one saw, which is fitting because she can't seem to see the words when she's reading the news. And Paige, we love you. We really do. But if they made a movie about your broadcasting skills, it would go straight to Pluto TV Plus.
Like all my movies.
But enough about you. Jeremy Lawrence Ellenberg.
Oh, no.
Sounds like the name of an 1840s preacher who ran out of town for inappropriate relations with the church organist. With a name like Jeremy Lawrence Ellenberg, I just assume your ancestors own land and people.
God. Wow.
Your forefathers may have been antebellum, but you're clearly pro-bellium. 42 years long, young. 42 years young. Look at you, you stupid bitch. Just 23 more years. 65. 65.
You stupid bitch.
Not because you'll be able to retire, but you'll finally, your age will match your pant size, so we all look forward to that.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, where do you buy basketball shorts that run that big? Huge Lots? Did you go to Big Pun's yard sale? Was there a Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey circus team of traveling elephants used to play basketball and you bought their old shorts?
Oh, my God. Oh.
Seriously, I asked Fat Boy's wife where she gets all his clothes. Apparently, yard sales of Gabriel Iglesias. He sells his clothes when he loses some weight, throws out his old 5Xs.
Had Mexican shorts.
You've been married for 25 years. Your wife still calls you fat boy because saying Jeremy Lawrence Ellenberg during sex would sound like she's reciting a legal document. Look at him, though. He's such a diehard Clemson fan. I'm surprised his big orange gut doesn't have a tiger paw tattooed on it already.
That'd be awesome.
How hard that belly is. Seriously, like, I'm not even sure that it's fat anymore. It might just be a whole-ass basketball that he swallowed during March Madness. And Fatboy says he's a homebody. But let's be real here. At his size, it's not by choice. The moment that he stands up, his body sends out an Amber Alert looking for the couch again.
Jesus.
And Paige has already touched on this a little bit. You may have not have heard it through all the laughing, but Fatboy loves sniffing markers and hand sanitizer. The man is out here getting high off kindergarten supplies like he's the Pablo Escobar of Home Office Depot.
Oh my God, it's true. I
almost said Home Office Depot. And he doesn't like any of my Instagram posts. And that really bugs me sometimes. But if a big-thighed Latina's breastfeeding, he's in the comment section like a Yelp reviewer saying, great form, excellent hatch, 5 stars. Over there with his white beard. Too fat to be Santa Claus, though. If he tried to slide down a chimney, they'd have to evacuate the whole block and declare it a national disaster. And the Carolinas have suffered enough, pal. He dresses like Adam Sandler. If Adam Sandler got stung by 30,000 bees, he's wearing the basketball shorts, the dad Nikes, like he's always on his way to the gym, but always takes a wrong turn and ends up at Krispy Kreme each and every time.
Oops.
And he won't let anybody be his friend or tell anybody where he lives. At this point, I'm convinced that he sleeps in his car surrounded by all the gifts that I've given him, like some kind of hoarder raccoon. In fact, we once got into an argument, and he might not want me to mention this, but we got into an argument, and Fatboy thought he was having a heart attack. And he went to the emergency room. Fatboy, you were not dying. You were just experiencing physical movement for the first time in 3 years at that moment. I'm seriously, every gift that I give him stays in his car or his office. Either his wife won't let him have anything nice, or he doesn't want his family to know that I'm not the raging a-hole that he tells them at dinner that I am each and every night.
Oh, God.
His belly, though, look at it bouncing while he laughs. It's not, it's so hard. I don't think it's fat anymore. I think it's calcified regret. It's like knocking on an old car hood. Solid as hell, that belly is. You could bounce a quarter off that sucker and make a slot machine jackpot out of it. You know, I shouldn't have used that one either.
Striking from the list.
He dresses like he's about to go play some hoop. The only fast break that he takes is from the fridge to the recliner, and then the closest he's ever been to a full court press is pressing play on another episode of 90210 while wiping pizza sauce off his hairy chest. But in all seriousness, Fatboy, despite looking like a human beanbag chair, being completely undateable if your wife ever wises up, and having the fashion sense of a retired gym teacher, you're my friend. We've been through a lot, fights, laughs, near-death experiences. But I would not trade these words or these years or anything sitting across from you for anything. Well, maybe your actual weight in cash. But besides that, you're one of the funniest, weirdest, most loyal people I know. And even though you'll never take home a single gift I give you, you will show up every day remembering everything somehow, ready to sniff some markers and somehow make everybody laugh. Happy birthday, you giant, lumpy, marker-huffing son of a bitch.
Yeah! Man, that was good. Thank you. I like that one. I don't know where to start.
You know, one of these I should have left in, but I was like, you know what? It's got to be a special day. It's got to be a special day, and that would not be special to say that. So I will read those tomorrow.
You're going to save them?
The jokes that I didn't think were going to be good.
Oh, there could be something to that for sure.
But thank you, though. I like you a lot.
That was good. Let's start with you. Let's go with Matt, man. Okay. Because I got a lot of Paige.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you know what? Matt, man, is the only farmer I know that milks his cows with his mouth. By the way, Matt, man, that's not a mole on your nipple. It's dip from that Christmas party years ago you passed out at. Actually, I said Matt's the only farmer that milks his cows with his mouth. Is not well. That's not the only thing. He's the only farmer that's trained the goats to pee on his face.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Hey, look. Look at the elasticity in my face now.
It's great.
It looks better.
I might tap into that.
When people say, they say, Matt, man, we love your beard. I'm like, what's he like? Because we've never met him.
That's and, cold.
You know, you'll never catch Matt Man at a freak off because the only baby oil he uses is hung like a baby oil. But enough
Damn
of it. You.
Damn.
Let's go to the woman to your left.
Oh no, Paige. That's not.
Where is she?
It is ironic. Her name is Paige. When she struggles to read one, as you mentioned earlier, right. Paige walks in here every day carrying bags like she's on vacation. There's usually three bags in her hands and two up under her eyes.
True.
Actually, John Force buys Paige's bras to put behind his drag car. If you know that or not. Paige has crotchless underwear. She's mentioned this before.
Yes, she has.
She has crotchless underwear because her dogs finally chewed through them while she was wearing them.
Oh, my God.
Which is, oddly enough, Paige is the only person that sleeps with her head and her big toes against the headboard. I don't know how you do that.
Neither. Double jointed.
You know, Paige is so horny, she bought an eggplant just to put in her nightstand. Not just the emoji. She wants the whole thing. Paige is also so dumb, she thought there was a Pokemon named Goober. And she said she was going to catch them all this past weekend. I was kidding. I asked Paige if she wanted a handful of Goobers, and she quickly said yes, but then looked at me and said, why are you giving me candy? You know, I heard one time Joe Montana thought he was grabbing a football, but it ended up being Paige's nipple. And a whole ton of confusion from there. But enough about Paige. Oh, I think I've railed her enough.
Oh, my God.
Along with most of downtown.
When did I become a whore?
With 03.
It's a great question.
My God.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.